Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Coming up next, Lisa Brawls explores a growing trend regarding food and cell phones in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
About 5 years ago, many of us started hearing a sound at the dinner table we'd rarely, if ever, heard before. Cameras. The advent of smartphones, one of which is responsible for that cute shutter sound you just heard, ushered in an era, still going strong, where people can photograph anything, anywhere. And not only that, they can share these photographs directly with other people via email, text message, and social media, sites like Facebook and Twitter, or, more recently, Instagram, which is specifically for photo sharing. And while people still enjoy taking and sharing photos of their family and friends and landmarks and flowers and stuff like that, what they seem to enjoy most is taking photos of food in all its states, from raw to cooked to consumed. And not just with their phones either, but with point-and-shoot digital cameras and more complicated, fancy cameras. Sometimes the photos are good. Food is incredibly difficult to photograph well. And sometimes the photos are, well, not so good. Hey, I'm guilty. I've gone to a few special dinners and taken out my phone as each course was brought out to capture the food as I was seeing it right then, in that moment. I've photographed eggs in a boiling water bath as I was poaching them. Food caught in the act of cooking. I've taken photos of food in the perfect early light of a humid summer morning at farmers markets with both a fancy camera and my phone's camera. And I admit to enhancing some of these images on my computer, and I've even posted the results on websites and social media. I've done these things. But I would never, ever say I'm a professional photographer. I'm just a person who likes taking photos of food, and I'm glad to be able to take them so easily and to share and be shared with. But then I started hearing about restaurants banning patrons from taking photos of food while they were dining. Not locally, thankfully. But in all seriousness, there's a bit of a backlash against food photo enthusiasts who like to document their food that seems to be getting stronger. This is Justine Bersoni.
I'd much rather look at photos of a menu and go from there than to read a description.
She's a professional photographer who likes taking photos of food with her phone and her fancy camera. I asked her about what I'd read about restaurants forbidding any kind of photography while people were eating.
I mean, I kind of understand how a chef might be offended by someone pulling out their iPhone to take a less than quality picture of what they consider to be a high quality meal that they've presented in a particular way, which then they have no control over of what that image is going to be that this person puts out on Facebook. But I still think that's kind of nonsense.
So while she likes taking photos of food in restaurants and outside them, she also enjoys looking at other people's photos of food, especially if they include visuals like a cooking technique or the inside of someone's kitchen or a visit to a farm.
I really like when people who are just doing food photography in their house too kind of show the process, like how they made it or working in the kitchen, and they write about like how they made it or what's a part, like what the ingredients are, or even recipes to a certain degree, depending on how detailed people get. But yeah, having that background, which I've gotten more into, you know, going out with Thad Morrow and checking out the farms and seeing like where his ingredients are coming from and the farmers who are cultivating the ingredients. And I don't know, it's really, that whole part for me is really interesting.
And when she's in a restaurant, it's a sensory thing in the way that a photo of a favorite beach or cityscape can help her remember a food experience more deeply.
There's something about, and I know that the couple that you had interviewed most recently said you eat with your eyes. And it's true, I do. When I pull out the camera first and the food is hot and it's been put in front of me at the table, I'll get looks sometimes like, you should just eat your food, like put the camera down, it's hot, you know, start eating. I'm like, I've already started eating, like you can physically start eating. I'm one step ahead of you.
So, okay, there's the aesthetics of food in photos, but there's also the concept of crowdsourcing a sense of place, of using the photos as part of a field guide. The best field guides, in my opinion, feature photos. Viewers or readers can learn a lot about a place, a restaurant, yes, but also a locale, by seeing photos of the food that can be found there, whether it's something still on the vine or prepared in a home kitchen or made in an eating establishment. Maybe it's an empty plate. In any event, they're not illustrations. They're not words. They're images captured by people who had an experience and wanted to document it before they ate it and it disappeared forever. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.